Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo, and you're going to get another update from me, bearing in mind you only got an update from me 10 hours ago, so I'm spoiling you with updates. I was just sitting here on the couch. It's 6:04 a.m., and I'm going to leave for work in about 25 minutes. So I'm gonna have to go and get ready in like 10 minutes and finish off getting ready and all that jazz. So I just thought I'd quickly update you. I've just been posting on Twitter, but the problem is posting at 6:04 in the morning, everybody's still in bed. So you know, you don't exactly get much conversation, shall we say. So, I've also been thinking, I'll just tie my hair up here, that when I'm on Twitter, I normally every month, well, to 2 months, do a bit of a clean out, and I usually remove those who are not tweeting anymore, or those, yeah, mainly those who don't tweet. I always wonder, should you unfollow those who don't follow you? And I don't always unfollow people who don't follow me. In a lot of cases, I keep following. And someone will say, well, why do you follow someone who doesn't have interest in your tweets? Because sometimes it's interesting to see what they tweet. I might not always reply. Quite often I don't, because I follow a lot of people, so I can't reply to every update. But in a lot of cases, I keep following. In some cases, I maybe unfollow, but in a lot of cases, I don't. And I keep following because what they say interests me, and I can learn something maybe from some of the updates. So that's mainly why. So I'm going to go into a website I use, if the mouse will play ball, and it's called twitcleaner.com. So twitcleaner.com. What happens there is their headline is Twitter is about quality, not quantity. So you click the button to get your report. It's called Scan Me Now. It'll come up with this pop-up box saying, do you want to tweet this message to your followers? I say no, just scan. And it'll ask you to authorize the app, so you click authorize the app. And if you haven't authorized it already, it'll ask you for your username and password. And what it does is, when it's done, it'll DM you when it's ready. It does other sorts of stuff. You can say, are you on the reports? How can you improve? It's actually handy because it also shows you who doesn't reply to anyone, or who sends just automated tweets out like Foursquare or Formspring or whatever. So it's kind of handy. It shows you junky stuff as well as people who aren't tweeting, people who are tend not to reply, to follow people back. The one that I love is the one that, because sometimes you follow people, or somehow you follow people, and they've slipped through the net, and they tend not to reply to anyone. And TwitCleaner will say, hey, these guys aren't the greatest. You might want to remove them. So that will take a bit of time. I don't think it's here yet. Nope. But it'll be here in some time, and sometimes it takes a few minutes, and you know, that's it. So this is just a quick update to say hello, how are you, and happy Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, to be honest, I couldn't give a I was going to swear and couldn't give a bleep, because it's just another Friday and it's Friday. So if something bad is going to happen to you, it's going to happen to you regardless of what day it is. So yeah. Anyway, so I'll catch you guys later, and have a great Friday and an even better weekend. Bye-bye, folks. Bye.